Much appreciated.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
Well, it's July, the weather's been fairly nice and we're in full throes of the wedding fever. Churches, registry offices, indoor venues, and now outdoor venues too are packed up and down the country with brides and grooms, and grooms and grooms, and brides making hay while the sun shines, so to speak. And poor old wedding guests are out a fortune and presents, but you already know my feelings on that one. But we heard recently that a wedding with a difference was coming up, a first for Ireland. And as you know, the Mooney Show likes to be there at monumental events, so we asked for an invitation and we got one. Katrina.
It was a bit cheeky, really, wasn't it, asking for an invitation to a wedding you're not really invited to? But it's the truth, blooded. But we did ring up and ask, could we go along? So I went to Kinsale in County Cork last Friday, and it was a monumental event because it was the first ever civil ceremony at one of the OPW's national monuments, making it a monumental event. So they've had ceremonies in some of their historical properties so far. Kilkenny Castle is very popular. Casino Marino in Dublin has had a wedding. But this is the first time it's ever been at a national monument, thanks to new laws that came in back in, on Valentine's Day, actually, very romantically. So now there's a list of OPW national monuments that you can get married at, with lots more under review. There's kind of a list of ones you can definitely get married at and ones that are maybes for the future. So the first ever ceremony took place in Kinsale last Friday, and they have an amazing, it was my first time seeing it. I know lots of people have been to Charles Fort, but Charles Fort is an amazing old star-shaped fort on the coast in Kinsale, and two local people got married there on Friday, Donal Hoare and Margaret O'Neill, and they live just around the corner from Charles Fort, so that's why it's very special to them, and that's why they were happy enough to extend an invitation to the Mooney Show to come along
to
their wedding, because they wanted people to know just how lovely Charles Fort was, and they said, come on down, because we'd be happy to spread the word about just how lovely this national monument is and why we chose it to be our wedding venue. So they got a beautiful day for it. The sun shone. It wasn't supposed to shine, but the sun shone. Absolutely lovely day. You can imagine looking out onto the coast, looking over onto Kinsale Harbour. Gorgeous. So I showed up a little bit early, ahead of the wedding, to meet Evelyn Coleman, who is the supervisor guide at Charles Fort. And she told me a little bit more about the fort, about its history, how it came to be a wedding venue, and what options are now open to couples in the future who want to get married at a national monument that's special to them.
You have just come in via the entrance gates of Charles Fort. Mm-hmm. You came over the drawbridge, and we've just now made our way down the pathway and we're on the battlements. Well, the view, I think you will agree, is quite spectacular. We're looking out at the Bandon River. We have Kinsale Harbour on our right. Charles Fort is a star-shaped bastioned fortress. It was built circa 1680 during the reign of King Charles II of England, and its purpose was to defend the town and harbour of Kinsale. Now, Kinsale at that time was a very important colonial outpost for the Crown, so the security of the mainland depended largely on the southern coastland of Ireland being adequately defended.
Now, we're here today to talk about the wedding of Donal and Margaret. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you first hear about their wedding plans, and when did they first approach you saying they'd like to get married at Charles Fort? And how did it all come to be that they're getting married here today?
Okay. Donal and Margaret reside in Summer Cove, which is within walking distance of Charles Fort. And Donal made an impromptu inquiry to Charles Fort. I suppose it was approximately about 4 months ago. At that time, however, Charles Fort was not on the initial approved listing, but it was subsequently submitted and approval was granted. So it's a great honour for them, it's a great honour for us, and it does represent a new dawn, a new era for national monuments. In terms of the process involved, anybody interested in having a civil ceremony in a national monument, their first port of call would be to email permissions@opw.ie. Should the National Monument be free on the day that they're looking for, Their next port of call is to their local HSE Civil Registration Office. If the register is available on that date, the next stage in the process then is coming back to Charlesford, and there's also then a facility fee.
And how much is the fee? How much is it to get married here?
It's €300 plus VAT at 23%.
So Donal and Margaret have chosen to get married here at Charles Fort. And remind us of the room in which they're getting married, Evelyn.
OK. Now, the room that was put forward for approval by the OPW to the HSE was that of the Gunpowder Magazine. It was the most fitting...
There's a joke there about a shotgun wedding somewhere, isn't there?
I've heard of that. But today, I think I'll just hold my silence on that.
Keep your powder dry. So they decided that it was going to be the arsenal, the gunpowder room.
Yes.
Yes.
Its capacity is about 35 to 40 seated guests. Mm-hmm. It comprises of a single chamber with massive stone walls. You can see the air vents. It has a complex system of ventilation because it was very important that the air kept circulating throughout to keep the gunpowder dry.
Mm.
Its roof structure, it's vaulted in stone.
And it actually looks a little bit like a small country church, doesn't it?
It does, yes, it totally does. It is most fitting. Mm. It is most fitting for the hosting of civil ceremonies.
Thank you. So Evelyn, this is the gunpowder room.
It is indeed, Katharina. As we're standing here now at the doorway of the Gunpowder Magazine, we're watching our visitors and guests filter through. You can see that the musicians are rehearsing already. Our registrar has arrived and she's preparing up at the top table. And we're just waiting for the rest now to come through.
It's not a dark room because you do have artificial lighting on the ceiling and you do have light coming in through this big door here. But it makes it a very cosy space, doesn't it?
It makes it a beautifully cosy space because you have the whitewash on the wall, the limewash on the wall. We have low-level lighting, which is very conducive. And as you mentioned, we have the doorway, which gives them tremendous lighting.
And maybe we should step out because we've got more people arriving. We'll just get out of their way. We'll go back outside, will we, Evelyn? And Evelyn, Charles Fort is the first national monument at which there's an Irish wedding to be held. But I presume this is going to open the floodgates now. What other national monuments are there around the country that people can get married at?
Near here to us now in Kinsale would be Barry's Court Castle in Carrickthuil and Dungarvan Castle, County Waterford. The Main Guard in Clonmel, and the most recent announcement, Coralay in Longford. Other national monuments currently under review include Dublin Castle, Rathfarnham Castle, Ormond Castle, Swiss Cottage and Emo Court.
And if there are other national monuments that people fancy around the country and they think, well, I'd love to get married in such and such a place, but it's not on the list yet, they can go and ask for permission to have that happen.
They can indeed. I mean, they can certainly make inquiries.
But the national monument does have to have some sort of an indoor space in which to hold the ceremony.
Yes, in line with the criteria for the hosting of civil ceremonies in national monuments and an OPW man site, you have to have a roof structure.
Mm-hmm. All the wedding guests are arriving. I'd say most of them are here at this stage, and I'd say the wedding's about to start. So I know you're going to be busy for the next little while, so I'll say goodbye to you and thanks a million.
As the responsible person on duty, I will have to leave you at that point and attend to the wedding guests.
No problem. Well, thanks so much for your time.
A pleasure.
Thanks a million, Evelyn.
Thank you so much for coming on site.
Thanks. Enjoy the wedding.
Will do.
Donal and Margaret, today you have made your vows and have exchanged your rings and have solemnly bound yourselves in wedlock in the presence of Owen and Eleanor, your two witnesses, and everybody else here today in Charles Fort, your friends and family. So by virtue of the authority vested in me under the Civil Registration Act, I now formally pronounce you husband and wife.
Now, Donal and Margaret, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katrina.
And tell me, did it take a long time to plan this wedding?
No. 3 months, I think.
About 3 days, really.
Yeah. You're a very relaxed couple. I think there are bridezillas out there that take 3 years or 4 years to plan their weddings, Margaret. You had it all done in 3 months.
It's not so serious. Really difficult to do it like that, not really.
And you decided on Charles Fort, this beautiful location. Why was that?
Because we look at it every day of the week. We're living very nearby and we come here quite a lot. We have a little boy who's now 8 and we spent many hours up here. And it's just such an amazing place. It's a brilliant history lesson.
But of course, because you live locally, you would have known that there have been no weddings here before. So you were chancing your arm a little, weren't you, Donal?
It was just a complete coincidence. Charles Fort was approved for civil ceremonies a week before we went into the HSC to register. Yeah.
Great timing.
Yeah.
And tell me, how did Donal pop the question? How did the wedding all come to be, Margaret?
Oh, well, we're together a long time.
I'd like to answer that question.
Yes, definitely.
One evening we were out for a meal with our son Hugh, just the three of us. Out of the blue, Hugh turned to both of us and he said, "Are you two ever going to get married?" And I turned to Margaret and I said, "Would you like to get married?" And she said, "Yes." So that's how it happened.
Just like that.
Just like that, yeah.
Isn't that lovely? And how long ago was that?
Last year, wasn't it? Sometime?
Yeah, I think it was.
Last October. Yeah.
And then it was only in the last 3 or 4 months that you actually put the wedding together.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And we're having it at home today, so we're all walking back home after this. And
it's been a beautiful day and an absolutely beautiful setting, and thank you very much for allowing us to be here today at the first ever civil ceremony at a national monument. So you're making history today, folks.
There you go.
And I wish you a very happy marriage together. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks
thank
a million.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
Katrina. Thank you.
Now, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And congratulations to the happy couple.
Absolutely.
I was at
a wedding on Friday.
Were you as well?
It was lovely.
Everybody's going to it. It's wedding season.
Yeah, but you know what? I never got invited to weddings for years. I think most people I knew were just living in sin terribly. But no, I get invited to more weddings now. I actually like it. My kids are older, so I'm not worried about going out.
Do you not get
bored?
Come on, let's be honest about it. You go to somebody else's wedding and you have to sit through all the nice things like in the church and all that kind of stuff, and you just want them to get on with it. And then you have to go to the dinner, but you have to wait about 2 or 3 hours before the dinner.
Oh, this wasn't
you actually
like
sit down
that.
To dinner because they're off doing the pictures, which is fine. And I believe afters is a thing of the past now. Nobody gets invited to afters
anymore. Thing of the past. The big plate of hang sandwiches coming in at 10:30, 11 is a thing of the past. I don't really know. As I said, I don't get invited that often, but when I do, I love it.
But other people's weddings are boring.
I don't agree. I love an excuse to get dressed up, Derek.
But you can get dressed up, but other people's weddings are. It doesn't take away from the fact the actual day itself is boring, no?
I love it, Derek. You're gone all day. You've got the free pass all day and most of the night. It's fantastic.
Get the free pass when you're 67, darling.
Oh,
you can wait until then.